Okay, so what year did you get married?
I got married October the 3rd, 1942. I'll never forget it, okay? And I got pregnant right away, I'll tell you the truth. So don't let that shock you. Anyway, we were married about a month, 2 months, and your father was called into the service. So he said, my folks live here, and I want you to take care of them. What do you think about it? Well, okay, I'll do it. What can I do about that? So I had to leave radio school because I couldn't take care of that and be pregnant and worry about my in-laws. And this is what I did. And he was gone for 3.5 years. In the meantime, I had a baby and I had to take care of them and I had to go to work. And I worked. And should I tell you about the Blue Cross paying for my hospital bill? Well, they paid for my hospital bill, which was like $144, believe it or not. And my doctor, the delivery, was only $35. Isn't that a bright cry for what they charge nowadays? Well, anyway, the first time I got my allotment that was increased from $50 to more, came out to $144. I get a bill from Red Cross to pay this. I thought, wow, I gotta go clear over to Thatcher, which was way across town. And so I had 20 cents in my pocket, which was the streetcar was then 10 cents a ride. So I said, okay, I got this little check, I'll go pay it. I don't want any more of it. So I go over there and I make this payment. And they tell me, no, you don't have to pay it all at once. You could come each month. I said, no, I want to pay it now. That's it, I got a dime to get home. What are you going to live off of? I said, you don't worry about what I'm going to live off of. There's food in the yard someplace, I'll find something. And so that's the way I took care of that. And I was very anxious to be on an easy street. I didn't like to be owing anybody a penny, because that aggravated me. But anyway, while I was working and all, I tried to save. I made payments on this house, and I made and tried to save some money, which I had saved when my husband came back in 1945 from the service. Well, I had almost $2,000, and that was good money. Boy, I thought I was a rich lady, you know.
Did your husband have to go to overseas, or did he?
Yes, he
get
did.
Involved in the fighting.
Yeah, he was in France at the time, and my brother was in Italy. My young brother.
This is for your not John, but Mylan.
Mylan. Mm-hmm. Mylan. When he came back from Alaska, then they sent him to Italy. And they stayed there full time until the war ended, you know, and we did whatever we had to do.
Now, how old was your father when he died?
When my father died, he was exactly 70 years old. Mm-hmm. And the blessed man, he did not have one gray hair in his head when he died, not one.
And your mother was how old when she died?
My mother was 92.
Okay. And you're of your brothers and sisters, how many are now still alive?
Just one, the baby sister and myself. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Okay. And so how many children did you and your husband have?
We had three. We had two girls and a boy. And I have got, let's see, Mary Louise, she's married, and she has two boys, and she has a daughter-in-law and a grandson, which would be my great-grandson. Michelle, she was married when the age of 17, and of course that marriage went by the sideways, and she had a boy named Bernard, and I know when he was at my house, staying with me as a 3-year-old. No, he came over when you were in Germany, right?
Yeah, he was about seven.
He was about 7 or 8 years old, and he was living with me for a while, so I had to send him to school and all. And we would be cleaning house, and he'd tell me, Grandma, if my mama was doing this, we'd have been through a long time ago. I said, that's all right, I do my work different than your mama, so don't worry about it. Poor thing, I used to worry not. Then my furnace got went to Kafui, and I told him, I said, go next door and ask Mr. Rhodes to come over here to check it. And the little one kept calling, Frank, Frank, what about this? Frank, what about this? Bernard, you do not call him Frank. He is Mr. Rhodes to you. Do not call him Frank. And then Mr. Rhodes is telling his wife, he says, oh, she's making that child call me Mr. And I told him it was okay to call me Frank. She says, you do not re-correct her. If she tells him to call you Mr. Rhodes, that's the way it's to be. Not, she wants him to respect you. You're not his age, you know. The child isn't your age, so that's that. Okay, so then she remarried, and she married a workaholic. She and he are workers. They work constantly. They have a little business of their own, and she goes to college 3 days out of the week, and she has another job which takes a lot off of her. I don't know when she has time, but I guess she's a super mom, a super wife. That's all I got to say. And she has this boy, and he's married to a young lady who had two girls, and they have a child of their own, which that's three extra great-granddaughters I've got. And my son-in-law, Ron, he has a daughter and a son, which I think they're my grandchildren too, and they're both married, and they both have sons, so I got all. Let me tell you how many grandsons I've got. I've got five grandsons, three granddaughters, I have four great-granddaughters, and six great-grandsons. How is that for a big family? I don't think I could feed them anywhere than around here where I live. Whew! I didn't even have to name all my grandchildren, do I?
No, but you had a son.
My son Michael, yeah, he's married for the third time. Every time he married, he said, I got to save her. I said, what is that in your life? You have to save these women from what? Can't they take care of themselves? Gee, if I had to do that, I'd leave them in the gutter. Forget it. I wouldn't say, I'm not saving nobody but myself. I said, so that's his problem. Everyone that he married, he had to save them from something. Anyway, he's married with this one, and they have a little girl named Lori, and Lori Marie. She's kind of a cute little thing, but I should feel sorry for her in a way.
And he also has an older son.
Oh yeah, he has a boy. And I have not seen that boy since he was 5 years old. I haven't seen him. And I don't think I'd know him if I saw him on the street. And
we're getting close to the end of this tape, so could you just tell us how your parents felt about the United States?
Well, my folks, when they came here, they said this was a godsend country. They were so tickled to be here because you had the freedom of speech and you could live like a human being. And they might not have known how to speak English good, but they sure learned, and they loved this country. And my father used to say, if you got to vote, you better use it. Maybe my mother couldn't read or write, but they used to have ballots, and she could tell by the whatever letter was written there who she was going to vote for. And she put her little X there, and that's the way it went. And my father said, don't waste your vote. Use it. Don't throw it away. It is important for you to live here. Not very many people get this advantage. But use it to your best knowledge. Vote who you think is the best person. So that's all I know, and I want to vote, and I want my kids to vote. And I don't care from what country you are. You come and enjoy the fruits of this world country. You better appreciate it and better get your citizenship and be an American.